To be a successful recruiter, you have to like really exercise active listening, and and you have to try to put yourself in the candidate's shoes and in the client's shoes. So understanding what both want to accomplish and try to be as transparent as possible and really get a good message out to candidates that accurately describes what the client wants to do. So my name is Art Ivanov, and I'm a process and factory automation recruiter.
And where do you work at?
I work at Miller Resource Group, out in Lombard, which is a Chicagoland suburb.
And how long have you worked here?
Well, almost 5 years now, actually. In a couple weeks, I'll hit five.
So what is the type of recruiting that you're specialized in?
So I focus primarily on sales-related roles. So people that lead sales organizations that sell instruments or different systems that measure or control liquids, and an occasional higher level like engineering roles.
So tell us a story about a candidate that you placed and that stands out to you.
One of my favorite recent hires was a head of a R&D team. So a guy that's gonna handle essentially all research and development. He's gonna coach this organization on how to be more efficient in implementing new software architecture into their products. And like the reason it's memorable for me was because of how modern a lot of their leadership approaches were when it came to like agile product development. And it made me think of like a science classroom almost type of environment where there's like the teacher is floating around to like the different portions of the lab, coaching them, you know, challenging some of the things they're working on. Like it brought me back into like my favorite science classroom, that role did. And the guy couldn't have been a nicer guy. So he taught me a lot more about the different levels of software architecture and like why they're important and why the different processes they use are important for that industry. So that was probably my recent most memorable one.
What does it take to be a successful recruiter?
I think to be a successful recruiter, you have to like really exercise active listening, and and you have to try to put yourself in the candidate's shoes and in the client's shoes. So understanding what both want to accomplish and try to be as transparent as possible and really get a good message out to candidates that accurately describes what the client wants to do. So I would say active listening and being able to kind of become a good ambassador and storyteller are the key aspects of what I do.
What are some of the stigmas that you get or the stereotypes as a recruiter or headhunter?
So there aren't very many like barriers to entry in my industry. So you could be selling copiers one day and then be a recruiter a couple months after that, which is actually what happened to me. But a lot of people view recruiting as very transactional. You know, they think we're like resume vendors where instead of actually listening to people and working with them, we just have a stack of resumes and then we send them to everyone trying to make a placement. So I would say the stigma is that recruiters are transactional. The recruiters don't pay attention to the industry or what's important. They're just out there trying to be like a used car salesman, constantly pitching. So I would say that's generally a stigma I perceive, but you know, I'm not exactly sure if that's. I'll actually be really excited to see what some of the other answers will be on there for you.
That's a good question. Yeah. Tell us about how you implement social selling.
So social media for us is very important because we want the candidates that are rock stars that are already, and everyone who is, you can't generalize, but most people that are movers and shakers that have been promoted a bunch of times, they understand how influential social media is. A lot of them use LinkedIn prominently. You know, they display their wins, they recognize their team members. So for us, we use social media to approach those people because they're on it, they're active in it, and we actually share, we're like ambassadors for our clients and projects we work on. And we do it through social media to candidates that we identify. So we use it in that way, and we also actually are fairly involved in a few different associations. For us, one of the best learning tools that we had was working with the MCAA organization, which is the Measurement, Control, and Automation Association. We've learned so much about the different relationships that come up from manufacturers and all of the partners they have in delivering a solution to the end user, whatever their customers might be. And it's just a pretty good way to stay plugged into things that are happening. And, you know, that's I was actually excited to hear that you guys are coming out for Industry 4.0. You know, I've been, especially these last 2 years, there's been a lot that we've seen with that.
Would you tell us about that organization a little bit more again?
So MCAA is a Measurement, Control, and Automation Association, and it's really a lot of companies that are involved in making products that measure or control liquids. We see a lot of companies that try to solve problems for the oil and gas industry or water and wastewater. So they're making instruments that make the process more efficient, more accurate, safer. And for us and our involvement in there, we use it as a learning tool and a networking tool. So we get to meet with all the stakeholders there, the people that are innovating in this space, and all of the people that they interact with. So it's kind of a broad answer, but it's been a huge help for us to really get involved deeper and to understand a lot of the problems that people we want to work with are facing.
So you kind of take in ownership or interest in your clients' industries.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you have to. If you're going to be their ambassador and if you're going to relay their positions, if you want to take their message and share it with different people that, you know, we think are impactful in the industry, you really need to immerse yourself in it. So for us, that's been invaluable for us to really be able to go there and get a deeper understanding of everything that's going on in the industry.
So I'm on the Industry 4.0 road trip, you know, as people following me on LinkedIn are aware of. What does Industry 4.0 mean to you?
To me, there are all these like buzzwords around IoT. You know, it's big data. If you Google that, you're going to get lost in just a whirlwind of nonsense. But for me, really, it's I work on the component side of it, the practical application of Industry 4.0, and then we work with some companies that actually have like the full solution that they sell. So Industry 4.0 to me is really being able to make sense of all this data that's around there. And there are companies that sell the sensors or the I/O links to kind of gather the data. Then there are the companies that provide the analytics, you know, can you make sense of the data that you're collecting? And is it going to help you solve any problems? Is it going to help anything become more efficient? So for us, we kind of interact with different pieces of Industry 4.0. And it's really interesting to see it evolve. You know, I see some of the challenges they face as far as getting, you know, cloud computing to be an acceptable thing in like the oil and gas industry, right? They're really traditionally like really late to adopt technology because they have to be so safe and they have like a real stair-step way of doing things. So for us, it's something that we're deeply involved in, you know, and even understanding at a cursory level like I do, I think helps at least see where the solutions, some of the people we work with, where some of their solutions fit in.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously you guys are invested as, you know, the sponsorship of the Industry 4.0 road trip is an example of that. So for anyone listening, do you have any jobs right now you're looking to hire or, you know, how can we reach you?
So at the moment we have more than a few projects that are like business development manager focused where you're looking to pull in big projects where you have these like complex IoT solutions that you sell into the food and beverage industry or chemical process. Without getting into the specifics, I'm sure a lot of them are listed on our website. We're hoping to be pretty easy to find. So if anyone has that type of background or if someone is an engineer that's soon to graduate that's interested in breaking into there, we would love to take a phone call. You know, we would love to look at your resume and see if our clients have something that would be a good match for them.
And I'll add that, you know, you guys, if you're listening out there, you know, don't be afraid to just make a relationship and talk on the phone. I had talked to a recruiter about 6 or 8 months before he actually eventually found an even better role for me, right? So, you know, at first it was just really just building a relationship, he understanding what my skills were. So when that right job came for me, this is, you know, prior to me going full-time with content, but I really did initially have like kind of a not, you know, maybe more of a negative view of recruiting, but once I actually saw how it could benefit me, I was like, oh, this makes sense, you know?
It's the best. And if you're, in my opinion, if you're doing your job right, you kind of, the recruiter leaves his interests out of it, and it's a genuine matchmaker. And a lot of the people I talk to, I would say actually more than half of the people I talk to on a project are just not a fit for whatever reason for that specific role. But I stay in touch with a lot of them, and there are people I've placed now in year five that I talked to 3 years ago that weren't quite a fit, you know, and we stayed in touch and kind of developed at least a good rapport where, you know, we could bounce ideas off of each other. I could ask for referrals and so forth. So yeah, I would, please don't hesitate to start a relationship, I think if you have a recruiter or two that's focused on maybe different aspects of what you're interested in, it'd be a great way to at some point take that right step in your career.
Awesome. Can I get the spelling of your name for the record?
So I just go by Art, A-R-T.
And then last name?
I-V-A-N-O-V.
Ivanov. Mm-hmm. Awesome, Art. Is there anything you want to add?
Not at this moment. Honestly, I'm glad you guys are doing this. It'll be exciting to see, and maybe I could get you guys a couple interview leads.
Awesome. Yeah, and hopefully we can get you a few leads too. You know, anyone listening, click the link in the description, Miller Resource Group. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Industry 4 Road Trip. Art, appreciate it, man.
Thank you.